Hi, this is a petition for lanetomethane. L-A-N-E, T like Tom, T like Tom, Laneta. Last name is McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Date of birth, 2-7-1956. Date of accident, 2-23-1995. Oh, sorry, 2-23-2025. Date of visit, 3-17-2025. Patient Lanetta McLean is referred from her primary care physician, and she reports that she's hurting all over her body, including head, neck, arms, back, leg, feet, stomach, and hands. She cannot sit well, cannot stand much as she gets painful, cannot go to sleep more than 4 hours, nightmares, anxiety, headaches, shooting pain to both arms, both legs. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to a presence of to the involvement of being involved in an accident on 2-23-2025 at 4 p.m. Her sister was driving and she herself was a front seat passenger restrained in the SUV Kia. They were traveling on I-75 southbound near Mac in Detroit when there was a 4-5 car accident. Suddenly two cars behind them collided and hit their car from rear, and then their car collided in the car in front, leading to the car being total and damage to the front and back. Two people have died in this accident, and they were in the third car, and there is around 4-5 car accident. The airbag did not deploy in this case. Patient was wearing seatbelt, and there was a loss of consciousness momentarily. And it was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the DMC hospital for emergency room visit, where she remained for overnight. CT scan x-rays were done and were found negative and were discharged. Regarding the damage to the car is completely total. The front and back of the car was smashed, windshields were broken, but internally there was no damage to the airbags, steering wheel, or seat belts, or dashboards. And regarding the injury, patient report that she hit her head into the dashboard and into the headrest, the head, as well as the whiplash of the neck, and she blacked out for a few minutes. There was no bleeding, laceration, fractures at the time of accident, but there were two bruises on the left arm, 3 inches. Which have healed up. She says the seatbelt caused injury to her chest, and other than that, there was no trauma to the pelvic or abdomen. Right and left shoulder, no direct trauma, but they were painful. And both the feet also hit into the front dashboard, as well as the feet. History of presenting illness. Patient reports following symptoms. One is headache, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and it is off and on, and usually it is 10, severe, infrequent, sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. Associated factor is nausea. History of TBI. Patient reports that there is no dizziness, no ringing in the ear, no forgetfulness, confusion, Additional symptoms of TBI. Patient is reporting that there is a history of dizziness, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, and blurred vision. However, the patient is denying that there is any vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. She denies any nausea, vomiting at this time, and no spots in the vision, loss of vision fields are reported, no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem, no incontinence. Additional symptoms, patient reports of anxiety, depression, and panic, sleep disturbance. She reports of numbness and tingling of both arms, both legs, as well as weakness, lightheadedness. She has no difficulty in walking, no fatigue, and no incontinence of the urine or bowel, no sudden anesthesia. Regarding the pain, patient reports of pain in the neck to the tune of 8, both shoulders 8 to 9, and lower back is 8. Shooting pain to both arms, both legs, as numbness and tingling involving all the fingers and all toes, front and back, is reported. Right shoulder, patient is able to lift up to 110 degrees, and left side is up to 100 degrees. The left shoulder pain is 9, right shoulder pain is 8. The pains are continuous and are reported as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender, splitting, tiring, exhausting, fearful. Pain level is from 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, sitting, bending, and improved by nothing except medications. History of numbness, tingling, pins and needle, and muscle weakness on both arm, both legs is reported. No blood or bowel incontinence is reported. The patient has had some medications, no other treatment. CT scan and X-rays were done at the emergency hospital. DMC were found negative. Kindly review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, legal, and personal. Physical examination. 69-year-old African-American female. Height is 5 and a half, and weight is 180. The blood pressure 162/115, pulse 88, temperature 97.5, pulse ox is 100. 69-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. No acute distress, shortness of breath is noticed. No acute pain phases are noticed. Patient appears mildly anxious, not lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk slowly, but without any adaptive devices. Pain is, gait is not antalgic or limping. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the skin, please mention there are two scars, 8 inches long to the left forearm, for a fracture previously in 97. She also has a 12-inch scar on the midline of the abdomen for a kidney removal, for an internal bleed. Rest of the exam is from the template, neurological normal. Musculature examination, please mention there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum bilaterally, trapezius bilaterally. Neck muscles are in spasm. Paravertebral muscle T12L5. Is in spasm. Musculoskeleton. Inspection palpation from template. Spine tenderness is present at C7, T1 and T2, L4, L5, S1, and bilateral SI joint. Range of motion. Cervical range of motion, forward flexion is 35. Extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 30, and painful. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Purling sign is positive, limit test positive, distraction test is positive, proto-R test negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. And lumbar spine Brzezinski Kernel test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. PLR positive. Kemp test positive. Brzezinski sign negative. SI joints, bilateral SI joint. are positive tender and positive standing flexion, positive iliac compression and distraction test, Weber test, Gosselin test, bilaterally. Extremities examination, the both shoulders, both elbows, both wrists are separately examined. Both ankle and feet also reported separately. Other than that, both hips, both knees are okay. Examination of the right shoulder. Patient is reporting pain level of around 8 and maximum range of motion 110 degrees of forward flexion and abduction on the right shoulder. However, the right shoulder appears completely normal on inspection and palpation, and no local tenderness is noticed, no dislocation. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees as described on the right shoulder with the positive Hawking Kennedy test, positive amphibian can test, positive anterior posterior apprehension test, near test, and speed test. Left shoulder has pain level around 9, maximum range of motion is 100 degrees of abduction, forward flexion, motor weakness 4x5 distally, and positive Hawking Kennedy test, positive MTBR can test, positive near test, positive speed test, positive anterior posterior apprehension test. Both elbows are found slightly tender with the tenderness of the olecranon process and both medial and lateral epicondyles. However, none of them is fractures or avulsed. Distally, both the wrist and hand are examined. The grip is poor bilaterally. Tinel sign was found positive and Phelan sign was found positive bilaterally. The grips are slightly weak, but there is no swelling in the wrist, no muscle atrophy, no any angulation deformity, fracture wound, or atrophy of thinner prominence. Range of motion of all the fingers is normal. Grips are slightly poor, and Tinel sign, Phelan sign is found positive bilaterally. The lower extremities are found to be completely normal, except in the foot. Patient is complaining of some pain. However, examination of the foot was completely normal. No fracture, dislocation, laceration. No swelling, tenderness is noticed. It's a general pain in the feet involving all the five toes. Possibly it is the shooting pain from the lower back. If this pain continues, we'll check it out later with a further x-ray. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 X60 110 CNS R51 R42 G44.329 F41.1 S09.90 XA nerves M79.2 muscles M79.1 ligaments M54.0 shoulders M25.511 M25.512 M75.110 M75.30 75.5 0, pain in the right hand and wrist M25.531, M25.532, M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. numbers fine, 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, and 43.27, S33.5XXA. Separately explain, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from template for Lenita McLean. Treatment plan is as follows. Lenita is ordered a physical therapy to continue for the entire spine, neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, both elbows, both legs, and muscle spasm, quadratus lumborum, trapezius, SI joints, all of them to be addressed with the thermal modalities, traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. Physical therapy to continue for 30 days. Disability, work disability, hospital replacement, transportation are ordered. Meds and labs have been reviewed and medications are provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine, number 4 for pain relief, and Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy pains. Peer research, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and dandruff lotion for topical pain relief. Patient is provided back brace, neck brace, tense unit for further healing. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and past records are not available. They are ordered release from the hospital DMC. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych. The patient may be ordered a neuropsych evaluation if the headaches are not completely gone and symptoms get worse. Attended care caseworker, none. Medical nurse records, investigations, no investigation being ordered right now. We'll review the hospital records and then go from there. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.